What's going on? Kieran Hedley here. I am super excited for this episode of The Pocket Coach. This is episode 2, guys, and it's going to be super practical. I can't wait for this. So this is going to be the podcast episode, the first of the series in terms of how to build your fat loss plan yourself in a practical way. And there's a science behind it. There's all these details and all these underlying principles that affect how you should build it to make it effective and not just applicable, okay? Because there's a lot of ideas out there how to build your own fat loss plan in terms of making it applicable, but whether or not it's effective, okay, is another story. And if it's effective, it means it's more achievable and it's more maintainable and it's sustainable once you achieve it. So that's what I want with you guys. Anyway, this is going to be up on YouTube as well. So I'm filming the YouTube part as well. So it'll be on YouTube and it'll be on this podcast for you guys to consume. So this is going to be very helpful. Anyway, let's get on with it. So keeping it super practical and as effective as possible in terms of how I'm going to translate this to you guys, okay? I want to run through the general idea of how I'm going to relay all this information to you, okay? First of all, so it's going to be a 10 or 11 piece series or episode series, okay? First of all, covering crystal clear vision, okay, and crystal clear goals, and you have no idea how effective this is and how important this is and how you're probably not doing this as effectively as you should, okay? I'm going to cover that in a second, okay? So that's going to be episode 1, but moving on, 2 through to 10 or 11 will be the basics of fat loss, calories in versus calories out. There's a lot more detail to this than you think. The macronutrients of high or low carbohydrate diets, or high low protein or high low fat, and even the ketogenic diet will be covered. That's going to be massive, okay? And then also the types of food and the micronutrients and the hormones and how this all affects you as well. And this will affect calories in versus out, which is going to be very interesting. Also the weights and cardio, how much you should be doing and how to make it effective and time efficient. And also NEAT, which is net energy activity thermogenesis, okay? So it's activity that you're doing outside of the gym or in your general life, okay? Like how sedentary or active you are with your lifestyle, okay? So this is going to be very important as well and how to relay that in terms of your calories, okay? So then after that, supplementation. And honestly, it's more than 1% of what people say. People say it's 1% of the diet. I actually disagree because, well, it depends, okay? Some people it's 0%. Some people it can be freaking 30%, okay? Because it can be that effective, or even 50%. It can be that effective and that needed, okay, for some people. So I'm going to get into that in a few episodes' time. Fasting, the science behind it, when you should and when you should not. Do not do this all the time, and I'm going to get into why, okay? Diet breaks, adherability, okay? So keeping to a diet, all right? And then keeping the results, okay, and accountability. And then finally, reverse dieting and also refocusing, which is a version of what I'm going to be covering today, but slightly different, okay? But that's for a few episodes' time. Anyway, let's get into it. Okay, so episode 1, crystal clear goals, how to make them, why to make them, and how to apply them, okay? So very first thing is you need to go away, okay? Before you do this, actually, you need to know that having a crystal clear vision and having an established goal is 20 more times more likely to be achieved when you write it down. Wow. Crazy. I know. And then it's like 100 and something times more likely to be achieved if you consume it every day. So that means not just writing it down, like simply writing it down is going to, you know, increase your chances of actually attaining that goal 20 times, then plus 100 times or 100 and something times more likely. I can't remember the exact stat. If you consume that every day, meaning you're either saying it every day, which is what I do, reading it every day. I don't really consume information when I read it unless I'm really interested in it. Basically I don't. or you write it down every day, okay? And that's something that I used to do. I did that the entire of my 2017 year, and you would not believe how many of my yearly goals I achieved because of that. It's crazy how the law of attraction works. It's a thing. There's science behind it. It's a very scientific, applicable thing, okay? Quantum physics, yes, it's a thing, okay? But don't get that confused with the book The Secret. Yeah, the Secret is a terrible book. It just talks about the law of attraction and how as long as you're imagining these things happening, that they're going to happen. It doesn't talk at one single bit about going and doing the frickin' work, which is what you need to do. And that's really the major part of it, okay? Anyway, moving on. So, and you're probably going to hear me say moving on. It's a habit that I need to get rid of. I'll say that a lot. So, I don't know how to convert from one conversation to another without saying moving on. Okay, so crystal clear goals. So once you've realized the importance of this, okay, you need to know how to go about your goals. Okay, so first things first, you need to establish your goals. A really effective way to establish your goals is to write a Christmas list or a wish list. This part I got from Ed Milet. Okay, if you know of Ed Milet, I want you to look him up on Instagram and on podcasts. He's incredible. He's one of my favorite entrepreneurs to follow. So I learned this, and this is very applicable to the body. Okay. So making a wish list. So this applies to not just the body, and because this is information from one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world. Okay. I want you to take this advice, not from me, but from him. Okay. And I like to be very transparent about this stuff because I don't like to own information or advice that I haven't been through myself or utilize myself to achieve certain things. And yes, I've achieved certain things through it, but because it came from him, I'm going to be transparent and say that it came from him. Anyway, so it came from him. He's incredible. One of my favorite entrepreneurs, him, Andrew Frisella, Gary Vaynerchuk, okay, Grant Cardone, those sort of people, my favorites to listen to on podcasts. So if you're interested in entrepreneurship, highly recommend. Anyway, what this is you want to get in a peak state first of all. So, but what you want to do is, this is step one. I want you to get in a peak state by first, and this is very applicable to if you're in a bad state as well in general, you want to step back, become present, focus on everything around you, focus on, you know, your bum on that seat or your feet on the floor. You want to focus on something to bring you present, all right? Take 5 deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, all right? And then imagine something that you're very grateful for. For me, okay, it's generally my family. My dad's actually one thing that I always seem to think of, just because we relate to each other with depression. That's massive, okay? And I know I can understand now what he's been through and what he's done for our family. It's just incredible. So I really respect the guy. Beautiful human being. So I always imagine that, puts a smile on my face after I've taken a few deep breaths and become vulnerable to being grateful. Once you're grateful, it's the most powerful emotion in the world, because it can put you in make you vulnerable to becoming in a peak state, or changing a state from negative to proactive, or reactive to proactive rather. So going from into that state, now you're going to go and do like 20 push-ups, 100 star jumps, 1,000 burpees, whatever floats your boat. Okay, I don't recommend 1,000 burpees. That sounds like hell, bugger that. But some people do that. I don't get it. Hashtag nutters. Hashtag not cares. I don't know where I'm going with that. I'm just losing my head because I'm doing this raw and I'm just speaking bull crap. Anyway, once you've done that, gotten to that peak state, okay, you're alert, you've stimulated your body. All right, now you're going to want to sit upright. You know, you're in that good state of, I am going to freaking own whatever I'm going to do, okay? It's like that state just before you're going for that 1 RM on the bench press, or you're about to, you know, go for that run that you've been trying to convince yourself to go for, or you're about to sit that exam that you know you're going to ace because you've studied your ass off for it, okay? So it's that peak state, okay? Now you're going to sit down for 10 minutes, block out everything, and write down everything in this world that you want. Okay, whether you think it's achievable or not, you write it down. Okay, for me, one thing is a Fiji Island resort. Okay, that's one of my biggest goals. Okay, I want to achieve that, and I want to own it so that my family, my friends can do getaways there. I can take, you know, my kids, my future wife there. That's what I want, and that's something that's very motivating for me. So that's an example in terms of body. Okay, I'm thinking in terms of body as well. So I want you to write down everything, including what you want to achieve with your body. Okay. Not just I want a six pack, not just I want to be 85 kgs, okay? I want to be 90 kgs with a look similar to The Rock, at 8% body fat, with healthy blood pressure, okay? And I'm full of energy for 16 hours a day, okay? So those are the specifics. But when you write down your wish list, write down the general ideas. Okay, like you're a kid at Christmas and you're asking Santa for that PlayStation 1 game, yeah, Crash Bandicoot 1 and Crash Bandicoot 2 and 3. You know, I remember I did that. That was awesome. And then I got Crash Bandicoot 3 only, but I was still very happy because it's the best game ever. Who can relate, right? Crash Bandicoot, what? Okay, and then, yeah, excuse me. And then I don't even know where that came from.
Okay.
What Kieran does on his own.
What?
Okay, that was so dry. I so lost my train of thought. Okay, so now you've written down the general ideas. Now you're going to write specifics. Okay? So specifics being those points that I told you, okay, that can apply to my Fiji Island. I want a Fiji Island with 15 villas on it, you know, for example, and then going into more detail about how things look. Okay, now once you've done that, okay, that's your life goals now. You've got your life goals. So I'm going to show people on YouTube what my life goals look like, okay? So this is sort of what my life goals look like. I sort of write them down, and then I put a checkpoint next to them so when I achieve them, okay, I can tick them off. So that's the idea. That's my life goals, and what that kind of thing looks like. Then what you're going to do is every single year on the 31st of December or 1st of January, okay, or 2nd of January if you're hungover as hell, okay? Yeah, normally me. You're going to write down your goals for that year. So my 2018 goals, what I did is I wrote down 2018 goals, okay, wrote down a quote underneath it that I really like that sticks with me for the entire year, okay, and I remember it every single day because ideally I want to look at this every single day. And then I'll write down everything that I want to achieve for that year. So for example, my very first goal on that was my first investment by 1st of December. Put a deadline on it. If you don't put a deadline on it, you're less likely to achieve it. It's like when something's due at school, okay, if there's a deadline on it, you're likely to do it sooner. If there's no deadline in it, you're not going to do it until probably the day after it's due. Yeah, who can relate, right? Okay, and then once you've done that, then underneath it, you're going to write every single resource, okay, that you're going to need in order to attain that goal, okay? If it's an investment, obviously it's money. Obviously it's research into what you're going to invest. Obviously it's almost testing what you're going to invest in through theoretical investments, okay? So as if you're imagining you're investing in this particular company or business, okay, due to A, B, C, D, okay, reasons, and you see this stock or property, whatever, increase in value, okay, that's a good idea of you understanding your reasons behind that investment, okay? So that's a good example, okay? So that's the same with your body, okay? If your goal is, you know, achieve, your goal is to lose exactly 10 kgs by, let's say, 1st of March next year, okay? If that's your goal, you're going to write down all the resources you need to achieve that fat loss goal, okay? Everything you need, okay? The right food plan, someone to keep me accountable, okay? And then also you're going to need access to a gym. You're going to need rejuvenating, remotivating maybe once a week, okay? Because you seem to get demotivated quite a lot. You're going to need to clear out your entire cupboard of all yummy foods, okay? That's an example, okay? Ideally, you don't want to do that last one to an extreme, but the idea is to, you know, get rid of the things that you know will flick that trigger into binge eating, not what you want, okay? Now, once you've done that, okay, what I want you to do is underneath that, you're going to write down your reason. Now, the reason is the most important thing. People with a why are so much more likely to achieve, I can't remember the stat now, but it was in the tens of thousands times more likely to be achieved if your why is your most important over your how, okay? Because your resources technically is your how. Now, if you don't have your reason, that's probably not going to happen, okay? So give yourself a reason because that's going to be what gets you through whatever barriers you come across. So if you come across a barrier of you're spending a week with the family, okay, because you haven't seen them in so long and you know mum's cooking is super yummy, so you're probably going to eat it all, and you guys want to go out for brunches every single day and dinners every single night, and you're going to have dessert after and you're going to drink your fill every single night, then you probably need a strong reason, okay? So because you probably want that pretty bad. And the other thing is, like, if you've got a binge eating disorder, okay, or eating disorder rather, sorry, there's a lot of tactics that I will talk about in the future about that, okay? So please stay tuned for that. That's a very deep topic, so I don't want to get into that today. But if you have a strong enough reason that can overcome certain disorders to a certain degree, okay? So make that reason stronger than whatever barriers you're about to come across, okay? And then that will really help get you through, okay? So make that reason strong, whether it's family, okay? So normally people or it's normally people or things, okay? So if it's people, okay, like your family, awesome, okay? Remember that person every single time you're about to break that promise to yourself, okay? If it's things, okay, remember that thing every time you're about to break that promise to yourself, okay? And understand that you're not going to get that thing unless you do this, okay? All right, now carrying on, okay, now once you've done that, okay, now you're going to break up your yearly goals into monthly goals. So every single month, at the end of the month, every month, you write down every single task that you need to do in order to achieve that yearly goal, okay? Whatever your yearly goal is, say you've got a goal by the 2nd of April, okay, and you're writing up your March monthly tasks, you're going to write up all your tasks for that month, and you're going to base some of them around that goal for the 2nd of April, okay? So if it's ideally you want to lose an extra 2 kgs, okay? So you're going from 85 to 83 kgs over the next 4 weeks, okay? What you want to do is you're going to base your monthly tasks around that. So end of week one, I'm going to lose 500 grams. End of week two, another 500 grams. So that's your average, right? So now you're breaking it up into now weekly goals once you've got your monthly goals. So I'm going to show YouTube what my weekly and monthly goals look like. Because all it is exactly the same way as I wrote out my yearly goals, but it's I just print out a whole bunch of sheets and then write them in pen. So it's like that. If you can see them on YouTube, that's great. If you can't, sorry. And then what I do is I write out up to 15 monthly tasks, okay? And I try to tick those off. So this is what I've always done personally. This is just something I came up with myself, and it's been very incredible in terms of keeping me accountable, because I can see genuinely, you know, whether I'm going to achieve it or not. And then I'll break it up into weekly, okay, after that. And then after I've broken it up into weekly, okay, I break it up into daily tasks. So 5 daily tasks every day based off those weekly goals, okay? So anyway, that's how I do it. That's how I go about it. Make sure every single day before you go to sleep at night, you're writing out 5 daily tasks. And then once you've written out those 5 daily tasks, you're going to ideally tick them off every single day and establish that crystal clear vision. When you're doing a crystal clear vision, I visualize every day of what my end goal is going to be, down to the grain of sand on the beach of that resort, to my family's faces and my friends' faces who are staying on the resort with me, everything, every little detail. Okay, every single day I'll visualize that. So that's establishing a crystal clear goal and also how to go about using it. Anyway, that's it, guys. That's episode 1 of the series, Building a Fat Loss Plan series, and episode 2 on the podcast, which is awesome. The Pocket Coach, I'm super excited because it's my first time doing it. Anyway, that's it, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. Remember, YouTube, Kieran Headley Fitness Podcast, Pocket Coach, and Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat and Twitter is Headley Fitness, and my website is www.headleyfitness.com. And that's it, guys. Have an amazing day. I hope that helped. Always message me or email me with any more recommendations. Sure. Take care.